They'll take a look. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court says yes, it will consider a decision made by Colorado to disqualify former President Trump from its ballots.
Arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court are set for February 8th in a case that could determine ballot access for former President Trump in several states. Justices agreed to take up the appeal from the former president's legal team after Colorado's Supreme Court ruled the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause disqualifies Donald Trump from again serving as president. Maine's Secretary of State made a similar ruling. That decision is being appealed in state courts for now. Challenges to former President Trump's ballot access are being considered in several other states. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Meantime, it's almost caucus day in Iowa.
These candidates have been on a full blitz of the state of Iowa trying to connect last minute with some of these voters. Today is also the three-year anniversary of January 6th. That's something President Biden highlighted yesterday in his very first campaign speech of 2024 when he went after Donald Trump, called him a threat to democracy. Well, Donald Trump held a speech of his own here in Iowa yesterday. He said he heard President Biden's speech and said that he was essentially a stuttering mess. He said President Biden's presidency has been a disaster for the country, and Trump is promising if he's reelected on day number one, he says he will start unraveling some of the policies he feels is damaging the country.
And that's Fox's Bill Malugin. He's on the campaign trail in Des Moines. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized since last Monday due to complications following a minor elective medical procedure. That word coming from the Pentagon press secretary on Friday, that the department's first admission, however, that Austin had been admitted 5 days earlier to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A big winter storm heading for most of the U.S. East Coast, including, of course, New York City.
It's dry here in Central Park. We are expecting the snow to start to kick up later on this afternoon. That is going to then transition to rain. Really, the big thing that we're going to be looking for is if we hit 1 inch of snow accumulation. New York City hasn't seen an inch of snow in 691 days. It's been a long time. And really, for a lot of people here, it doesn't really feel like winter. You know, people are out and about here in Central Park. There's even a 10K going on earlier. But no matter what happens, New York City officials say they're prepared. According to the Department of Sanitation, they've got the most uniformed staff on hand that they've had in 20 years.
And that's Fox's Max Gordon, Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Manhattan. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul, single for 5,000 utility workers, are on standby across the Empire State. Big numbers of student loan debt holders failed to begin making repayments. This as the Biden White House also is fining three student debt loan servicers for not sending out their bills on time.
The Department of Education announced Friday it was fining AidVantage $2 million, Ed Financial with $160 fine, and Nelnet with a $13,000 fine. The department says the companies failed to get timely billing statements to 758,000 student loan borrowers. Significant because the department also said 40% of 22 million borrowers had failed to make their first payments starting back in November. That's when payments began again after a multi-year freeze during COVID and after the Supreme Court struck down the president's student debt loan forgiveness plan. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson inviting President Biden officially to deliver his annual State of the Union address on the 7th of March. A letter was sent to the White House from Johnson today. I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.